Good morning, Grace, and welcome to another Wednesday Word of Encouragement. So this is our final week on this conversation about soul care, about caring for our own souls, our own hearts and minds in these challenging times. And we started with Proverbs 4:23 that encourages us to guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. And then for 3 weeks, we're looking at Philippians 4, where Paul invites us into this life where God's peace, his shalom, is the primary experience of our souls, of our hearts and our minds. He talks about the peace of God that can guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And he talks about the God of peace being with us. And what I think is so helpful is that Paul doesn't just describe experiencing God's peace as something that's wishful thinking or something that maybe just happens magically. He actually invites us into these very intentional habits of heart and mind, these regular practices that set us up to experience God's peace. So 2 weeks ago, we looked at when we're anxious, we're encouraged to practice gratitude and turning everything over to God in prayer. And then last week, we looked at fixing our thoughts continuously on things that are good and noble and praiseworthy. And today, we're going to end by talking about practicing contentment. Contentment in all kinds of circumstances. And with this one, Paul doesn't so much command us to do this as he actually models for us how he does it. This is how he puts it in verse 12 and 13. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. And if you've ever read through Acts before or any of Paul's letters, you quickly realize that if anyone has ever experienced the full gamut of human circumstances, it's Paul. I mean, he knew the ups and downs of life like no one else. He knew times when provision was plentiful, and he knew times when he didn't have a penny to his name. I mean, he knew physical hunger, he knew poverty, he knew wealth as well. And yet he had learned to experience contentment through it all. And let's just sit with that word contentment for a second today. I would describe contentment as this inner sense that what I have right now is enough, that I'm good exactly as my life stands, that I don't need my circumstances to change to be happy. This, what I have now, is enough. And I think it's worth acknowledging that if there were ever a culture that has set a people up to struggle with the idea of contentment, it's ours, right? I mean, we have been conditioned to want more and to expect a level of comfort and prosperity that is almost unprecedented. And so that word enough is a word that's very hard for us. I think so many of us live with this more mentality or this if only mentality, right? Like if only I had this, I would be happy. I'd be at peace. I'd be fulfilled. If only I were married, or if only I were retired, if only I had this job, or if only my marriage was better, or if my body was feeling better, if only, right? Enough is very hard for us. And yet I think that that word enough can be so freeing to our souls. So as I think about these two verses, there's two things that strike me about Paul's description in these verses. The first is this idea that he's learned contentment, right? He says, I've learned to be content, meaning, I assume, this isn't something that just happened overnight. It took time. It happened through actually experiencing hunger and poverty and learning through that. Contentment doesn't come easily. It's not just handed to us. It's something we have to pursue and practice and learn. And that's just a helpful thing to remember. And the second thing, and probably the more important thing that strikes me, is the dependence on God that this takes. And one of the things that's really interesting in this passage as you study is that Bible scholars tell us that in using this word contentment, Paul is intentionally echoing the language of first century Stoic philosophy. So the Stoics were these people who practice this calm acceptance of life's changes. And we even in the, you know, we hear that word stoic and we think of this person, right, who's just sort of calm through anything or maybe unemotional. So whereas the common person on the streets maybe lets their emotions be dictated by circumstances, not so with the Stoics. They would practice this inner resolve that kept them stable through the ups and downs of life. And they really prided themselves on this sense of self-reliance, on the sense of independence from others and from life circumstances. And the beauty of what Paul does here is he takes that idea of stability through self-reliance and he totally turns it on its head in his famous statement, "I can do all this through him who strengthens me," meaning I can weather the ups and downs of life through the God who helps me to do it, meaning my contentment doesn't come from self-reliance. In fact, just the opposite. I've learned how to completely rely on someone else. I've learned how to completely depend on his provision and trust that what he provides for me is always enough, to trust that he's always providing whatever I need to fulfill his purposes for me. And so when life gets hard, when the resources dry up, I don't move towards self-reliance, just the opposite. I move more towards Christ reliance, towards total dependence. And as I depend on him, my heart grows less restless and my craving for more and if only dies down. And I become satisfied with what God is providing in the moment, and I'm content. And so Paul is this beautiful model for us to be able to look at our lives exactly as they are right now, with all that is unfinished or imperfect or in need, and to practice a posture that says, God, right now in this moment, I'm going to depend on you here now. And I'm going to trust that everything I need for living the life you've called me to, I already have right now. It is enough. So let's practice this right now as we go to God in prayer. God, on the beginning of this new day, we want to start, however we may feel, by saying this: thank you that your love and your grace and your provision are enough for us. Thank you that whatever this day holds, you will provide us with exactly what we need to fulfill the purposes you have for us today. So Lord, we just want to affirm by faith that your grace is enough for us, that your forgiveness is enough for every broken part of us, that your presence is enough, that we do not need anything more than we already have to be at peace and to experience your peace. Lord, thank you that ultimately you are enough. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.